everyone, and welcome to Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Scullin, and today I got a very special guest, Alex of Geeks and Flicks, and today we'll be discussing The Fly from 1958, starring Vincent Price. How's it going, Alex?
I'm doing really well. Doing really well. How you been, buddy?
Been doing good. Yeah. Long time no see, right?
Long time no see. Yeah. It's been a while. Everybody, yeah. Yeah.
Well, before we get started, why don't you kind of introduce yourself? I mean, you've been here several times, but Do it anyway for any new guests here.
All right, so if you guys are new, I'm Alex from Geeks and Flicks. I'm one half. The other half is Nate. We are pretty much a movie review channel. Nate does a lot of new releases. So every Friday, he does his new release movies. Whatever he watches, he drops it on Friday. On Wednesdays is his like watch through from old movies and does his rankings for directors and actors and all that jazz. For myself, right now, I am just tackling DC movies. Once I come back to doing that stuff, we'll do that. But live streams, we're going to be coming back 2 weeks from now in March. I don't know the date, but on that Sunday, the first Sunday of March, we'll be returning back to doing our live stream Geeks and Flicks live. But yeah, if you guys are into movie reviews, then this channel is for you, Geeks and Flicks. And if you guys are into action movies, then we have a podcast for you guys called the Action Movie Guys Podcast. That's where we all talk about every action movie known to man. We have theme months and all that. So yeah, Action Movie Guys, a podcast on any platform you listen on.
Awesome. And I'm going to have links to all of that down in the description, and make sure to follow him, guys. He's got some great stuff, especially Action Movie Guys. I love listening to those. They're so fun. You guys are hilarious on them.
Yeah, we've been having fun. We're up to 332 episodes recorded. Right now, live, we're up to 329. So yeah, it's been a blast. It's been a blast seeing, you know, watching the old stuff, then watching new movies you've never seen before, and then critique that, and having fun with it with a partner or having a guest. That's a new thing we had. We introduced is having now guests join us, and that's been a blast too. Sitting down, and especially when the guest sits down with you and they do a movie that they love. Right. But then when they rewatch it again, they know how bad it is.
Oh, no, all the flaws. Yeah.
Yeah. All the flaws kicks in, and then they got to review it. So it's been a blast with the Action Movie Guys. I have no problems with that show. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, now let's kind of get started talking about The Fly here. Before we talk about our thoughts on the film itself, what are kind of your initial impressions and experiences with The Fly from 1958?
So when I first saw this movie, off the bat, I loved it. And you know where I got the idea, like if I made it, filmed it, where I first saw it and was like, what was this movie? It was an episode of X-Files where Mulder is sleeping on the sofa. And on the TV, Scully, I think, comes in and interrupts him. But on the TV is The Fly. You see the famous scene when she takes off the towel, or he, you know, they show him and it's like, bin, bin, bin. Right. She's like, right. Well, it's that scene. And I was like, what? Is that a fake movie? Because, you know, back then, the X-Files, you don't know if on TV what they're watching is fake or real. Right, nowadays, right. The movies or whatever, is they show real movies behind it. But to me, I don't know. I was like, this looks stupid. A fly head on the guy. I was like, that gotta be fake. So I looked it up and I said, no way. I was like, that's the original fly? Coming from somebody that loves the 80s version with Jeff Goldblum, I thought that was the original. I didn't know that was a remake. Until I watched the X-Files, I was like, no freaking way. So went back. I purchased the entire box set on Blu-ray of Return of the Fly, The Curse of the Fly.
Revenge of the Fly is the other one, too.
Yeah, Revenge of the Fly. Yeah, all those things. All the flies. I was like, all right, cool. me and my wife watched them all. And I was like, I fell in love with this one. I love vintage movies. I know me and you talk about it a lot. I just like, there's something about old style horror movies to me I love more than the modern age. Like, I don't need to love blood everywhere. I don't need blood for horror movies. I like The Fly. It had nothing to do with kids. He didn't kill nobody in the damn movie, but it's still horror and it was cool. Like, for some reason, it was just, I just liked it. But yeah, my first initial reaction was when I first saw it was, I thought it was a very well-told story for that mm-hmm. type of time period, and the effects looked amazing.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with you there at all. For me, this was my first time actually watching it completely. Mm. I want to say one of the first videos I saw from you guys was actually a comparison between this film and the 80s remake. And so now we're kind of come full circle with that. I've actually seen it now. So.
And I keep pushing you to watch it. And I keep trying to let you watch it.
Only took what? 3 years?
Three or four years.
Yeah.
To figure it out. Yeah. So I hope you like it. I don't know your scores. We don't know yet, but
right, exactly. We haven't shared
them yet. But. Yeah, so I'm dying to see what is your thought, because I know you're a very big person on these type of old films. Mm-hmm. So I'm dying to see your thoughts.
Yeah. So with that, let's get into it. We'll start with you since you're our guest. What are your thoughts on the plot, and what do you give it on a scale of 1 to 5?
The plot was awesome. I felt like. Okay, so certain things about the plot, I feel like it was slow at times, right? Like when you watch the movie, you really don't know what's going on, because the movie starts off with someone's body under the damn machine, right?
Right, right.
It's like, what? It's like they just throw you into that, and then they do the whole, like, spoilers here? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, all right.
And so the movie's like, 70 years old. It's okay.
That's true. the embargo has been lifted years ago. So... Yeah, so when you see the body, you're really thrown into this mystery. You're like, what the hell? Which you kind of don't even know if that was the fly or not. Then you see the wife going crazy. You're like, oh, man. But then she starts to tell the story when Vincent Price lied to her saying, I caught the fly with the white head. And now it's just like, oh, boy, here we go.
Here we go.
Yep. Yeah, because, like, for me, when they start to do that, sometimes it's a hit or miss, or I get bored. Because I'm like, damn, is it going to go all the way back, rewind? Which they kind of did. With this movie, they rewind a lot until, you know, with the whole experiment and everything. But once this starts to get up, I will say is I was really entertained. I thought it was really good. Certain times it was a little slow that you're just like, oh, man, pick it up.
Yep.
But I think in terms of the plot itself, not the pacing or anything, the plot itself, I think was very unique for this time. And I think the way they presented it was very fun. I liked it a lot. Even when he's like the fly, he couldn't talk. Mm-hmm. You felt the plot there too. She's like, you know, trying to get him to talk, and he's banging on tables for yes and no. He's typing and he's writing to her, and he's, you know, slipping on milk. He's like,
yeah.
So you're just like, so it's engaging. And then towards the ending, you know, because my wife was like, well, why did he put her through it? All he had to do was just turn on the machine and go under it. I was like, hun, he's fighting the fly and himself to try to get out of the machine.
Torn apart, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So I was like, his mind is losing it. Well, the fly is trying to control the body to get out, but he can't. I was like, the soul is in there too. So I was like, he needed someone to hit that button. So at the end of everything, the plot itself, I'm not going to put pacing or anything into the plot. I think the plot is a plot. I'm giving it a 5. I think the plot is I think it's perfect. I don't think there was a flaw in this plot at all. So I'm going to give it a 5.
Nice. Well, I'm only going to slightly disagree. I gave it a 4.5 out of 5. I love that they mix a tragedy along with the story. It's not just a straight gory or slasher type film. It's actually a tragic story. You know, this is a guy, just kind of ambitious scientist, who tragically has an accident and now he's a fly, right? It's not like he was intending to be a monster or anything like that. And I do agree. I think we spent a little too much time in when they go back in time. I think they could have turned that down just a little bit. But I do love that idea of kind of discovering the truth with the inspector and with Vincent Price's character. Yep. And I do wish, though, we did see the actual accident happen, because it happens off camera. I'm not too thrilled with that. I wish we saw him like step into the chamber and then come out as a fly, or maybe we don't see it. Maybe just his hand is a fly's hand or whatever. I wish we saw that occur, because we didn't. And then I also thought the ending was a little rushed, because we don't actually see them saying, okay, you're clear of all charges or anything. It just dissolves into, oh, everything's good now. wait a second. She almost went to an insane asylum. What happened?
They drugged her. They literally stabbed her with a needle with drugs. And she's like, she was out for the count. Yeah. So yeah, no, I agree with you on that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I kind of wish we saw a little bit more of that too, like how they convinced, I don't know if they were going to take it to court, but convinced people Andre killed himself. But other than that, I loved it too. I thought it was a great story, and I like how it had a sense of tragedy, like I was mentioning, because I'm not a huge fan of horror films. I really just like the classic horror movies, because they have that element to it where you almost want to empathize with the villain. In this case, there is no villain. It's just a tragedy. But so, yeah.
Well, one thing you did say is like in terms of seeing him transform into the fly or seeing like the process, I think the problem is that I don't think they knew how to get to that back then. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think. Yeah, I don't think they knew how to do it. Like you said, they could have did it in a way that he opened up the chamber, and when he's about to go in, you see the fly goes in,
right,
and then lock the door, and then do the whole noise thing, and then when they show the other side, fog comes out, and maybe like you said, you put the handprint of the fly, but I think it takes away the imagination. You know, yeah, like because of going, why is Andre not opening up the door? Like something must have happened, because like even I started to mind myself going, wait a minute, like he might. Because remember when he was outside before that scene happened, he's looking to the gods and he's talking to her and he's telling her stuff. And you're going, man, he's really going to push himself into doing human trials somewhere along the lines. Because he threw the cat in there mad quick.
He did.
Remember that? He did the newspaper. And then he went, oh, I could do a cat too. And he threw the cat in there with milk. And then all of a sudden, the cat disappeared in the air. He couldn't bring it back. So I kind of like that they didn't show it. Because I felt like the imagination took part, because when they did the reveal, I was like, oh, like, I mean, I know we're going to do it somewhere along the plot here, but I thought it was amazing. Like, I thought it was amazing here. But because in the 80s version, they do show Jeff Goldblum going in and the fly go right in the other one or in his two. And then you see him going all weirded out when it opens. So I think for this version, I'm okay with not showing him with the fly.
Fair enough. I don't know. Some inclination. I do like that idea of him going into it, and then we see a fly. Then we're like, oh no, what's going to happen with that? That would have been.
Or maybe, yeah. Or like you could have did it that way, and then she knocks on the door, and then you don't know what happened, and he slips the note. Like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could have worked.
I don't know, because it seemed a little jarring, because I thought with him, you know, laying in the lounging around, I thought he was still outside when Vincent Price came. I was like, wait, when did he get downstairs?
Like, when did he get to the lab? You didn't see him go into the lab. It just, I mean, that was poorly, was it edited? I think
the editing. Some indication of a passage of time, I guess.
Yeah, you're right, because honestly, there was nothing. They were talking, and then all of a sudden, Vincent Price is knocking on the door. Right. So they didn't tell you the time period of how long it was. But he did say, bring him so I could show him my laboratory. And then there's a note saying, not right now.
Very, very minute though. I still really enjoyed the plot. I thought it was great.
Yeah, no, I thought it was great. Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to acting. What are your thoughts on the acting?
Okay. So when it comes to acting, Vincent Price he's not the typical Vincent Price that you know, right? Like I think he's a hell of an actor. Vincent Price, I know him from like the Godfather horror, right? That's what everyone calls him. He has that unique voice. I mean, I tell everybody that he has that unique voice pattern.
Yeah.
I like transatlantic. Yeah, very unique. In this movie, I gotta say, I mean, I'm not saying he's I'm not an acting coach or nothing, but I think everyone was great in this film, especially the guy who played the fly, Andre.
Mm-hmm.
He was very good. Like, sometimes when we watch these old movies, they are doo-doo. They're horrible. Remember, because I know you did Wolfman. Remember the guy who played the new Dracula?
Yeah.
Skinny Dracula.
Yes. Oh, my God.
They look like they found him in a local Ace warehouse. And they said, hey, you want to be Dracula? He was like, yeah, sure, dude.
But let's do it.
Let's do it. Yeah, I think everyone was very well good. Vincent Price, to me, was not top-notch Vincent Price, because he was like the secondary actor in this one. He's not the main. They did it smart, though, with this movie. They make you go, oh, Vincent Price is in the movie. But Vincent Price is not the starring dude. It's Andre. He's the main Andre's fly. Name. So they used him as a supporting actor in this one. So I kind of like that. For the, I give it a four. I think a four it, to me is a solid, is a great. So I gave it a four for acting.
Nice. Well, I gave it a five mainly because of Andre. I thought the actor for him was amazing. You know, we don't even see his face for a good chunk of the film, and he's acting like with his hands and with his movements. And I thought he was excellent with that. Even when we saw him as the fly, you know, a little cheesy costume, but you could see how frustrated he was that, you know, he couldn't write on the chalkboard or he couldn't hold his wife's hand, you know, all of that. He just breaks all the stuff. He was excellent. And then I thought the actress for the wife was great. And I like Vincent Price too, but I agree. He wasn't like in his other films. I did one recently called Shock where he's kind of the bad guy in that. I kind of like him more as a lead. In this one, he's a good secondary. I think he was more of to bring people to watch the film.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh, Vincent Price, like you were saying. He was the, it happens a lot nowadays. Like Argyle, I haven't seen it yet, but I heard like Henry Cavill, he's like all over the advertising, but he's barely in the film.
Yeah, well, like Drew Barrymore in Scream, right?
Right, she was, right, like, exactly.
She died in the first 2-5 minutes into the movie, and that's it.
Exactly.
It's Neve Campbell. So you're like, oh, okay. So yeah, a lot of movies are trying to use that trope. But nowadays, it's weird, right? I don't know if you agree with me, but nowadays, there ain't no movie stars like
isn't a single movie star.
You can't do that no more.
That's it.
Yeah, exactly. Tom Cruise, maybe Stallone because they're old. Arnold Schwarzenegger, but I think those are all outdated. But Tom Cruise, I can say, is the biggest star right now.
Yeah.
That you go, oh man, Tom Cruise is in a Marvel movie. You're gonna go run and do it because he's gonna do a stunt or something that you're gonna want to see. You know, or if John Wick or Keanu Reeves is in a new action movie, you're gonna go, oh, you know, he did John Wick. So I agree. I don't think there's not more the type, but I agree with you. So you gave it a five. Wow.
I did. I really liked it. I was just very impressed with Andre's character, especially.
Yeah. And the scene that you're talking about him running on the chalkboard was the two minds losing itself.
Right.
He was doing the calculations and the other mind was like, hell no. Like, you know, we're not going there. So I kind of liked that. That was actually pretty cool.
Yeah. Because, you know, at the time, very limited budget and whatnot. So they're very creative with how they got around that.
Yeah.
Really like them. All right. What are your thoughts on the directing?
So I like the directing. I like the directing a lot. I think there was nothing wrong with this movie directing wise. I thought editing was a little choppy at times, but directing wise, I think he did an awesome, awesome job. I think he did like you said, the effects that they used, the fly vision when she sees like 89 versions of her screaming.
Yeah.
Seeing it from his point of view, I thought that was all really dope. I really also like the ending when he's in the fly trap, I mean, in the web. And he's like, me. Which is one of the creepiest damn things I've seen. And I don't get it. I told my wife, I was like, all he had to do was save his brother was just move the spider. I didn't get why he didn't move the spider. He just stood there horrified, like, oh, is a human head on the spider. How the hell can you see that small?
Yeah.
You understand what I mean? Like, I was like, wait a minute. He didn't have magnifying glass. Like, how did he know his brother was there? Like, I would have grabbed the spider, like, get away from him.
It's like,
dick. Yeah. You know, just kicked it off to the side, grab his brother, and then off you go. But again, the body's destroyed, so you can't put his body back.
Right.
So that was me laughing, but other than that, I think he did everything I think worked very well. So I give it a five in directing.
Nice. I'm not going to disagree. I also gave it a five. I looked up the director's name. His name is Kurt Newman. He just did a lot of like B films back in the 30s and 40s. So he's not like a well-known one. This is his most well-known film. But I thought it was great. I love the mix and blend of horror and tragedy and a little bit of science fiction too. I really liked that, especially we'll talk a little bit more about that in special effects, but I just love the effects work that they had here. It was really cool.
Yeah.
So, all right. So we both agree there. So speaking of that, how about cinematography and special effects?
Oh, special effects is outstanding and it still holds. I mean, not still hold up like, oh my God, it has CGI, but they didn't. So the transporting, of course, is easy to do. I mean, we could do it now with our computers. Like that's simple right. to do. I like the way they did it. I don't think it was over explained or nothing like that. He put in one chamber, come out the other chamber, and then he did the human size, which I was like, that was awesome. I kind of like the throwback to like the Frankenstein era with the damn neon lights going on, like all good gong. And I was like, that is some cool stuff. Like, I like this stuff. I mean, I know people made fun of me because I didn't like the Invisible Man because it was a suit. And I remember Nate's like, whoa, you want a potion? I was like, yeah, I wanted a potion for the new Invisible Man. But, I mean, nitpicking, but I like that stuff, that whole old school modernized. So they did that, and I enjoyed that. Now, the fly itself, that helmet, that mask, that whatever it was, looked amazing. I don't know how they did it, dude. It looked real to me.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was a mask. I don't know if you did research on that.
Too.
Yeah. I don't know if you did research on it and how they did it.
But not too much yet. No.
That was dope. I liked the hand. I thought that was pretty cool. I liked them in the jacket. I was happy that they didn't go full blown fly. Mm-hmm. Like they did in the '80s where they show the entire thing. And I was just like, that took away the human element with the fly, which I was just like, I like this version more than the '80s style. But I gave it a 5. Yeah. I think it was really good. So I gave it a 5.
Yeah, I agree. I also gave it a 5. Like you were saying, I love that fly costume. And I love the effect that they did with her screaming. I thought that was really cool. I love the scientific equipment and the sound effects with it too were really cool. It, you know, this is before Star Trek, but it kind of reminded me a little bit of what they did with the Star Trek sound effects and all that. I thought it was really cool. I love the neon lights, especially. Like, you liked them too. I think we agree here a lot because I thought it was really cool stuff that they did here. I didn't even think about it being like Frankenstein, but I agree. It's a lot like the test tubes and whatnot that they had there.
Okay, so I looked it up while you was doing your thing.
Yeah.
And I was right. It was a mask. It said the actor David Hedison was fitted by a specially designed mask fitted for his head.
Whoa.
So that was a mask. And I guess the tentacles was the like somebody mechanical behind the scenes or something. Oh, him. Cool. Or maybe him with his mouth. Maybe they put like a stick or something and it moved. But really from right cool. here, it says, it said it was a mask. So there you go. That's actually cool. Really cool.
See, practical effects, man, they could be really, really cool.
If you take your time with it.
Yeah.
You know, some people, they rush and it's more money. Yeah, because it's practical. So and CGI costs less. I mean, I guess more for less. I guess you want to do it, whatever you want to do it. But right. That looked amazing. I don't know if there's a warehouse that has the actual original head helmet or whatever.
Well, I hope so.
That would be pretty cool to like visit and see. But yeah, they said that they had a big eyes. And I'm looking at here and behind the scenes, it looks really creepy. It looks creepy as hell.
That's awesome.
Yeah. This is creepy. Yeah. he did a interview. It's showing an interview with him with wearing it. It looks creepy. Now that you see it more clearly. Ugh. Okay.
It's like, get it off.
Yeah, I'm taking it off. It's mad creepy. I'll send you the photo of it. Yeah. You're gonna go, this is creepy. But yeah, so it's a mask. So it wasn't makeup. So they built the mask, which I think it kind of worked. So they did a mask and you see him putting it on. It's great. It looks fantastic. And I agree with you. 5 across the board on this special effects.
All right. Now let's talk about the musical score. What are your thoughts on the music?
So the music was kind of weird, right? Because it was ambient, meaning there was no sounds in certain scenes. There was nothing. It was just them talking, the birds chirping, and whatever you want to call it. But then the music kicked in. I'm going to give it up. You know, the scenes when he turns into the fly, is like, bah, bah, bah. I thought that was cool, but I wish we got more eerie music. Like, I guess I keep bringing up Frankenstein because Frankenstein has that, like, it's alive, and you hear him screaming, and then all of a sudden the music goes loud, Phantom of the Opera 2, you know, the original one, not the musical one because they have musical, but...
That one's all music.
Yeah, it has, but it has the build-up and then the unique sound, or like Jaws, right, the dun-dun. This one didn't have that. Like, it didn't have like his own musical a tone to it, if you know what I mean, like a horror themed music in the background. It did it once when they showed she screams, but then that's it. It was all just more strings and everything. To me, again, yeah. I don't know. But I give it a 3. I was like, it wasn't as crazy because there's a lot of parts in the movie that is just no sound. So right. I can't give you a full soundtrack. So I give it a 3.
Fair enough. Well, I give it a 5. I really liked it. Ooh. But might be because I've been watching a lot of 30s movies recently.
Oh, that could be it.
There's like no music in 30s movies. But no, but the music that was here, I really did enjoy. I'm trying to decide, though. If I heard it, would I be able to distinguish it? Probably not. But it definitely set the tone for me, especially in the scene when we see him as the fly and whatnot. I thought that was really cool. And yeah, I mean, if they have a record of it or something, I'd pick it up. I'd listen to it. It's pretty scary.
I would pick it up, but like for me, it's not like you know horror songs from movies when you hear the first note or whatever, right? This one doesn't have that unique sound. And I don't think, well, you know what? I don't want people to, oh yeah, but not all 50s and all that had, but some of them did. I think they did. Oh. Oh, yeah. So I just feel like this one doesn't, even when he dies, when she squishes him 2 times, like that had no music. It was just the machines going, squash.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like more sometimes, look at the House of Wax. There was music.
There was.
When he was about to throw her with the wax, and it was just like music is building, and it was more like, I feel like it was like more of a play. Like the music is playing, and so like for me, it's like they could have utilized that a lot in this movie. But they didn't. I mean, again, I'm not saying it's taken away from the film, but I think music-wise, I don't think it was there. But I gave it a 3. I mean, I kind of understand what you mean, though. It does have beautiful notes and everything. I can see why you're going with the 5. And you were watching tons of period time.
I was.
I haven't. Yeah, so I haven't yet. But yeah, so I can see it.
Yeah. But now that you mentioned the House of Wax, I did love the music in that one, too.
That's a good score.
Yeah. That one we did together as well. That one was fun. But so check out that episode as well. I'll have a link to that too.
Yes, check out that one. We did Mystery and we did the original.
We did both. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
You got to watch the 2006 one with Paris Hilton.
Yeah. That sounds fun.
So all you listeners, email Harrison to get him to watch it. He's not going to watch it. Just letting you know that out. But get him, email him. Like, do it, man. Get him to watch it.
I will block any email. Any email that asks me that, I'm blocking. You're going straight to spam.
Spam. Oh man.
I'll think about it. All right. So tallying that all up, what does that bring your score to?
All right. So for me, it's a 4.5 total.
Nice. Well, I got 4.9, so I'm rounding to a 5. So would you recommend this movie then to the audience?
I recommend this movie to anybody. If you're into old movies, this has to be one of them films in your collection, or at least watched it once if you don't like it or whatnot. This has to be up there. In if you're a film lover, this has to be a movie that you have to watch. There's just some of them that you say you have to. There's some of them that you don't really need to, but I always say The Fly, right? Frankenstein, Dracula, all the main ones. Skip Wolfman.
you can leave that one alone.
Yeah, you can leave out Wolfman. The Mummy. Yeah, every single one of the Wolfman. The Mummy, the first one was bad. The second one was actually decent from what I remember. But the Mummy's, I would recommend this. Yeah.
Nice. Well, I too recommend this movie. I enjoyed it because it's not a gore fest. You know, there's not tons of blood and all that. It's actually more of a tragedy, like I've been saying this whole time. So if you like kind of tragic storylines and maybe a little sprinkle of sci-fi and horror, I highly recommend this to you. It's a great movie. I am definitely picking it up.
It's just like Wolfman. It's like Invisible Man, tragedy. The Invisible Man is very tragedy. If you really look at the original one, it's a tragic film. Absolutely. A guy who takes his potion, he tries to get away to find a cure, And then the cure is pretty, I mean, the potion itself is driving him mad while doing the process of him trying to figure out the cure. So, like, I like that movie. Oh, that movie, I recommend that movie. I know we didn't do that one, but yeah, that one, yes. But this movie, top notch. And then see the 80s version, because that one is a very popular fly movie. The Jeff Goldblum. I don't know if you've seen it.
I haven't, no.
Oh, okay. I know you don't watch certain things, but I will say, if you really want to, just to do these two, I would say watch it. I think you would enjoy it for as a modern remake in the 80s of The Fly. It's a very good movie. It's a very good movie. You don't need to see Fly 2. That's not good. It's like The Curse of the Fly. You really don't need to see those. But you'll see it to be intrigued, then yes. But I always say, if you're going to watch the 1958, definitely catch Jeff Goldblum's The Fly 1980s. It's a very good modern remake of it. It has nothing to do with this one. They took some subplots of this film and made it his own. And that's where it makes it fun. But again, it's your choice. But yes, this movie's dope.
Yes, absolutely. Well, with that, I want to thank you again for coming on, Alex. And before we go, why don't you plug your stuff again?
Yes, if you guys want to listen to, if you guys are into action movies, then check out Action Movie Guys Podcast on any platform of podcast platforms. And then, of course, if you guys are into movie reviews and stuff like that, Geeks and Flicks, we're live. Again, we're going to start kicking it up March on Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern. And then, of course, Nate's new movie releases, and you can check out all our movie stuff. We have it there, Geeks and Flicks on YouTube.
Nice. Well, and thank you all so much for watching and listening to today's episode. And make sure to follow Alex below. I got all of his links down there. And make sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Really Old Movies, where I discuss details about the week's particular film. And new episodes are released Saturdays at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, Amazon Music, and video versions on YouTube and Rumble Mondays at 7 p.m. All right. Well, with that, thank you so much for coming on, Alex. And thank you all for tuning in. This has been Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Scullin. Take care.